Our gospel reading today begins right after the road to Emmaus, and the two disciples are recalling what had happened to them, to the apostles, and how Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. And I think this road to Emmaus story and the story that follows this helps us to understand what our participation in Mass is all about. You know, sometimes we might ask ourselves, why do I go to Mass? Why do I go? Is it because I am a good Catholic and I feel guilt and I know that I'm obligated to go to Mass and so that's why I go? Is it because of my weekly routine and it just fits in nicely and that's what I've always done, so that's what I'll always do? Is it because my friends are there and I like to see them? None of those are horrible reasons, but they're not the reason we come to Mass. We come so that Jesus can be made known to us in the breaking of the bread in the midst of our lives. Those two disciples on the road to Emmaus are dejected, they're frustrated, they're upset, they're just walking away. And I know many of us feel those emotions, sometimes more than others. But how many in our community have something that they're worried about? They're upset it didn't go the way they thought. They just want to walk away from an illness or a difficult life situation or whatever it is. And as they're walking, Jesus appears to them and says, "What are you talking about?" Listening to what's going on in their lives and then drawing their attention to the scriptures so that they can interpret what's going on in their lives a little bit better, and is made known his presence in the breaking of the bread in that Eucharistic meal. Is that not what we're supposed to do when we come to Mass? You know, sometimes people will say things like, "Oh, Father, I get distracted at Mass," or "I'm not sure what to do," or "What do I pray about?" or "I was thinking about something going on in my life while I was at church." Good. You're supposed to. We bring our lives as that sacrifice to God. We bring ourselves as we are with our joys and challenges to the Lord in prayer every week, gathering together as a community with all the varied experiences we have. And we offer them to God, listening together to his word as he breaks open the scriptures so that our minds can understand, not just in the abstract, not just to memorize stories, but so that we can recognize Jesus in the Eucharist, in the midst of our lives. We put everything we bring into context with him through his word. And he is present to us in the midst of those struggles. So many times we don't see him just like those other disciples because we're focused on our own things. But when Jesus explains the scriptures to them, as it says in our gospel reading today, he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. When he shares a meal with them, they realize it is Jesus himself. It's okay to bring our worries, our joys, our concerns, and yeah, even our distractions and annoyances with us at Mass. We offer that all to the Lord. That host that we bring forth on the paten is a piece of bread made of many grains, ground down, but offered to the Lord to be transformed into something else. It's like our lives, what is offered on that paten. All of us who are here, many different grains out in the world, coming together, offering all that we are, yes, sometimes broken, to the Lord, for him to consecrate and to raise up and to transform into something more. Coming to Mass is not just listening attentively to everything that's going on, but should be that active prayer of offering our hearts, our burdens, our joys, our very lives to the Lord with the priest on that paten in that piece of bread, to be transformed by Christ into something greater, to be elevated and to be put into context, to hear the words of God spoken to us in the scriptures so that we might see where he is present in our lives, so that we might recognize his work in our world, even in the midst of those sufferings, and to remember that there is new life that comes from death, that the resurrection is real, that even when we're dejected and want to walk away like those disciples we encounter today, Christ is present. And we may not see it in that moment, but when we come to Mass, we do. We open our hearts to the Lord, we invite Him in, we listen to His Word, and we realize again, week after week, that all is not lost, that we don't have to walk away, that Jesus Christ is present to us in the midst of our struggles and our joys to bring us to the same life that He enjoys with our Heavenly Father. Thus it is written, our gospel says, that the Christ would suffer as a man like one of us and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance, the forgiveness of sins, would be preached in His name to all the nations, beginning in Jerusalem. And you are to be witnesses of these things. How can we witness to them if we don't experience it? If we don't suffer like Christ, come and receive that new life in the forgiveness of our sins in confession, and recognize His presence with us every week in the breaking of the bread, in the Eucharist, in God present in our midst, hidden from our eyes in the form of bread and wine, but truly present in our lives. It's okay to bring your burdens, your joys, to think about them as you listen to the scriptures, hopefully not to daydream too much in the homily, but to see how it applies to your life, and to let the Lord in, to allow Him to reveal Himself to you in this Mass, in every Mass, and to know that we are not alone. Christ is present to us through it all. Today, may our eyes be opened as well as the breaking of this Eucharistic bread to recognize the Lord. May our minds be open to understand the scriptures so that we may go into the world to testify, Christ is here.